Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's right. Do it no matter what the people say.
No matter.
They don't even know.
They don't know you at all.
Time for you to let
it's a Atlanta Rhythm Section bringing us back 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Rick Maurer is our guest, our good friend, a long time, 16-year member of our Brain Trust, and he's our change expert, change management expert. He's the author of Why Don't You Want What I Want and other books. Rick, thanks again for being here. RickMaurer.com, M-A-U-R-E-R.com, is that right?
That's right, yeah.
So check that out, folks. You'll thank me later. Hey, Rick. One of the things we're talking about change, folks. We're talking about what has changed about change, and for small businesses, the world around us is moving so fast. The changes aren't happening. I mean, social media is just another media, right? It's just another. Mm-hmm. It's just media with another name, but it's all faster. That's the thing. It's not. It's not that we. We got a problem with adding something new. It's just that it's moving so fast, and so many things are coming at us. Sometimes what I worry about, small business owners have never been really great, and I'm throwing myself in the middle of this. We've never been really great at bringing along a coalition, creating a coalition.
Mm-hmm.
We've always sort of said, okay, this is what we need to do. Okay, guys, here are your marching orders. Line up and go to work. You know, and we always did. We do.
Sure.
But with things moving so fast, as you've taught us before, we have to be able to execute on this, and that takes people being innovative all the time. And I'm afraid that things are moving so fast that we're not doing a very good job of building that coalition when we need to more than ever. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. The need to have a coalition has always been there, and businesses, whether they're large or small, you can feel it when you walk in the door. I mean, if people feel like they're part of this company, and there's a singleness of purpose, if you will. That's a terrible phrase, but anyway, you get a sense that there's stuff going on, that they're working together, and this pace is really, really getting in the way. I've found one big question that I've been asking my clients. I mean, the whole deal with the coalitions is, you know, these people need to be able to, you know, give their input. They need to be able to wrestle with things, and there's one big question I've been asking clients lately that is, either it lets me know whether we can work together or not, and that is, are you willing to be influenced by the people you need to influence? And if the answer is no, I'm not willing to, I don't want to listen to those people, are you nuts? It doesn't mean that you're lost, it means that I'm going to be a terrible fit for you. But it limits you to then two options. One is sort of the command and control my way or the highway. And the other is manipulation, tricking people. And you see, you know, both of those at play in, you know, in businesses and nonprofits and government and all kinds of places. I mean, mm-hmm. So there's no shortage of that around. But if you really want to build that coalition so people feel part of the team, and they're really helping your business, then you got to be willing to be influenced by them. And that doesn't mean that you're, you know, a pushover, but it means that people can actually come to you and say, you know, I'm concerned about the way we're going with this. I'd like to talk with you about it, or I got an idea.
That's it. That's when you know that you've created this coalition and it's healthy, and is when you don't have to think of everything. Somebody, your party member, leaders in your team come to you and say, hey, boss, I'm concerned about this, and then you say, well, why don't you take that and run with it?
Yeah.
I got other stuff I need to be doing.
Yeah. Yeah. It's funny. I You know, I think that's
engagement, isn't it? Isn't that the definition of engaged?
Absolutely. Unfortunately, the word is getting used a little too much right now, so people kind of tune out when they hear it. But it's absolutely that.
We like that word around here because you know it's sort of like entrepreneur. People thought that was overused. Well, you know what? What else are you going to call it?
Right.
Engaged is engaged. It's a good word. You know, you don't call a steak a hot dog. It's a steak. You know.
Well, you know, and the studies show that the organizations that have higher engagement tend to do better in the marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just a touchy feely thing. It's real stuff.
It's about leadership.
Yeah.
How broad and deep is your leadership in the company?
Yeah.
And that takes leaders. The people who are the top of the org chart, it takes someone who's comfortable letting other people lead.
Yeah, absolutely. And also comfortable having somebody say, I think there's a better way.
Right. These are things,
especially if you're the owner you're the founder of the business.
Right.
It's hard to let go of that because it was your baby in the first place.
These are things that you deal with in your energy bar product, isn't it?
I'm sorry, say it again.
Your energy bar offering.
Yeah, it's absolutely what it is. And let me explain it to your listeners real quick. Just, folks, if you would just imagine a line.
I can take a quick break. Let's do that.
Okay,
when we come
great.
Back. And I also, when we come back also, folks, I've got a tip for you that will help you lead change that Rick and I have never talked about, but I've talked about it with you a lot over the years, and I'm going to blend that in with his discussion of his energy bars. You're going to want to pay attention to this after these messages. Tintel, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.